When I was training for ordination in the 1990s, we had a memorable week in college with a dynamic and somewhat fiery Christian leader from the Indian subcontinent. He told us the story of a visit to England he had made when he had been invited to preach in a certain parish church on Easter Sunday. He talked to the children. "What does Easter mean?" he asked them. They called out various answers, all to do with Easter eggs and fluffy bunnies. My Indian friend was horrified. "I gave them hell," he told us. I can only hope he was addressing the parents at this point and not the children. But I do find it as disappointing as he did that many of us don't really seem to see Easter as terribly important. The implications of the resurrection of the Lord are enormous. I remember the tragic death of a young man in the parish where I lived back in the 1970s. Apparently he had blacked out while driving his car. The crash that followed was fatal. I visited the bereaved family shortly after. They lived just around the corner from my house. "I don't believe there's anything after death," the father told us, and it showed in his face. He died a year later. I've often wondered if he died of a broken heart. Enter Paul, devoting a long, whole chapter, chapter 15, in his first letter to the Christians in Corinth, to the Lord's resurrection. The Christian faith is a resurrection faith, he insists. If there's no resurrection, we deserve not admiration but pity. And the reason he writes so strongly is that, at the beginning of the chapter, he can list all the people who had seen the risen Jesus in the period that followed that first Easter day. In that culture, eyewitness testimony was supremely important. That there were all these eyewitnesses to the resurrection still alive and kicking some 20 years after the event was a powerful argument. So I'm devoting this final week of daily reflections to the theme of resurrection. All sorts of things follow from our Lord's rising from the tomb. The Gospels spell some of them out, and we'll be hearing about those in church services during the next few Sundays. Many of the letters that make up a large part of the New Testament spell out others, and that's where I'm going to dwell this week. But someone might object. I don't want to be told I'm going to heaven when I die. I'm more concerned about a faith that means something in the here and now. Absolutely right. All the more reason for journeying with Paul through these next few days. Because he would agree with you.